The goodness of God does not abandon us. Pope Benedict said this was the essential message of Psalm 138, the subject of his catechesis during his weekly general audience.
Dio è sempre con noi.
While speaking to the over 18,000 people who gathered in St. Peter's Square, the Holy Father strayed from his prepared remarks, reminding the faithful that God is also with us in the most difficult moments of our lives. Even in that last night, the moment of solitude in which no one can accompany us, the night of death, the Lord does not leave us. He said the psalm reflects on the God who is everywhere and knows everything.
This meditation on the Lord and His creation celebrates the mystery of the transcendent God. He is also near to us. Indeed, the salvific presence is fundamental and is capable of embracing all existence and all history. The knowledge referred to in this psalm is more than intellectual and understanding. It is a biblical knowledge, which is a communion between the one known and the one who knows. The Lord is therefore in an intimate relationship with us whenever we think and whenever we act. God is present in all of space and time. He's in the heavens and in the depths of the earth. He's in the light and in the darkness.
He then spoke about how the Church Fathers interpreted the psalm.
We conclude by contemplating the words of Theodoret of Syr, who realized that even while proclaiming the wisdom of the creature, we cannot help but acknowledge the astonishing nature of the Lord's wisdom, which is too lofty for us to understand. If such is the grandeur of creation, how infinitely great must the creature be?
When speaking to English language programs, the Holy Father made a special interreligious greeting.
In a special way, I greet the group of Buddhists from Japan. Upon all of you, I invoke the Lord's blessings of peace and joy.
I'm Charles Collins.